Florida Senator Bob Graham today became the 9th Democrat to declare for the 2004 White House race. Speaking in his hometown, Miami Lakes, he accused the Bush administration of ignoring Homeland Security and the war against terrorism as it focused all its attention on Iraq. Graham is a popular politician from a key battleground state, and he's selling himself as a Democrat who can win. But he also has lots of obstacles to overcome, as NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Surrounded by his wife, four daughters, and 10 grandchildren, Graham opened his presidential campaign with a blast at what will be President Bush's single most powerful issue, national security. Graham said he was proud to have been one of the few Democratic senators who voted to give the first President Bush the authority to go to war to reverse Saddam Hussein's occupation of Kuwait, but he adamantly opposed this war on Iraq.
Instead of pursuing the most imminent and real threats, international terrorists, this Bush administration chose to settle old scores. I know firsthand, as the former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, how little this administration has done to provide real security at home while it's directed its attention away from the war on terrorism abroad.
Graham has an impressive resume. He's won statewide 5 times in the key southern state of Florida, often with over 60% of the vote. He's been a governor and a senator, and he has experience in intelligence and national security. In the Democrats' debate on Saturday night in South Carolina, Graham said he comes from the electable wing of the Democratic Party. University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus says this is Graham's biggest pitch.
He's telling everyone, look, I come from a state that's the closest in terms of party division of any in the country, and I can win because I have proven that not only can I hold the Democratic base, but I can attract independents, which are increasingly 1 in 5 voters, not only in Florida, but across the country. And I can also appeal to a certain number of Republicans. Put that together and I can win.
But Graham is starting late, with less money and organization than the other candidates. At 66, he's the oldest of the field, and he just had major heart surgery. He has a plodding, serious style that some voters might find reassuring, others boring. Many Democrats suspect that he is really running for vice president. He's been on the short list for the number 2 slot many times, but Graham denies that's his goal. Democrat Ron Klain, who worked on the vice presidential selection process in 92 and 2000, says running for president is not a good way to become vice president. It's only happened once in the last 10 elections, Klain says. It's hard to pull off because a candidate would have to avoid 2 things that are both very likely to happen.
One is you can't lose too much. You can't do too poorly in the process. And of course, if you run for president and you aren't the party's nominee, you're likely to lose quite a bit along the way. The second thing you can't do is you can't make the nominee angry. Nominees, they're people looking to win, but they are people. And people don't like to ask their running mate to be among the people who angered them in the process.
Graham is positioning himself as a centrist with a populist touch, able to appeal to rural, white, conservative voters. He's hired 2 strategists, Steve Jarding and Mudcat Saunders, who have targeted these voters in other Democratic campaigns. To reach them, Graham will continue his tradition of work days, doing ordinary jobs with ordinary Americans. He's done almost 400 work days in Florida.
I spent my life listening to the voices of America. I've spent it working with America's people. I've worked construction. I've taught in schools. I've worked as a short order cook, a security guard, and a long haul trucker. I've worked on the docks and on the assembly lines. I'm proud that many of the people I've worked with side by side over the years are here with us today. Thank you.
Graham voted against both Bush tax cuts in 2001 and this spring, and he will unveil his own tax cut plan on Thursday. Then he'll leave Washington to begin the first workday of his presidential campaign. He'll spend a day teaching school in New Hampshire. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.